I'm happy now to welcome Philip and Rose Struck. They're with Samaritan's Purse, which we're going to talk about. And if I may also say, they're the wonderful parents of the folks who run this restaurant.
Yay.
Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
And you've created three wonderful kids who probably everybody who's come into the Santa Fe Baking Company has seen and met. But let's talk about Samaritan's Purse, which is this organization that you are part of. And it is, how would you describe what it does? You're in a specific part of it called Operation Christmas Child.
Samaritan's Purse is a natural relief and disaster organization. When you have a natural disaster like a volcano eruption or earthquake, they're on site immediately to provide disaster relief. But the Operation Christmas Child is a shoebox ministry, and Franklin Graham is the CEO. And the objective of the program is to put shoeboxes together with basic necessities for hurting kids around the world. And the shoeboxes have things like basic necessities, toothbrush, toothpaste, soap, school supplies, toys. Most of these children around the world have never received a gift.
And so these are things that actually come to them on Christmas Day?
Actually, most of the delivery does take place during the Christmas season. However, the distribution of these gifts goes on year-round because some areas are not reached until the summertime. And so most of them are delivered at Christmas, but right now there's some in, for instance, in Myanmar trying to be delivered. There's some in Madagascar that have just cleared customs, and the gifts will be delivered. So it goes on throughout the whole year, but the emphasis is around Christmas time for these gifts.
I was looking at the website, and it's full of very happy, delighted children opening these gifts. Have you been part of that?
Actually, Mary Charlotte, we have been privileged to be on a distribution. The distribution is just amazing. The children receiving these gifts, as Rose stated, probably have never received a gift before. They're in very dire or needy circumstances, poverty circumstances. And we just have seen the joy and the hope and the love that they share with us, because they just kind of wonder, well, who's doing that and why are you doing this? But yes, we have been a part of that.
We've also met some kids. They're called Full Circle Stories, and these are kids that received a shoebox when they were in an orphanage in Russia or Bosnia, and since have been adopted by a family from the U.S. But these kids talk about having no hope at all and then getting a shoebox and knowing that somebody out there cares enough about them to prepare this shoebox. One particular boy talked about getting his own washcloth. He said he had never, in all his years, he was about 10 or 11 at the time, had never had his own washcloth. And it's just amazing, because the U.S., we have an overabundance.
How does the stuff that goes in these boxes get collected together?
It's generated all through individuals. It's a program we consider children meeting the needs of children, and teenagers are involved in this with adults. So children, organizations, social clubs, churches, individuals all come together to prepare these shoeboxes, so they go out and buy necessities or things they want to pack in their particular shoebox. And this is just for children, so they're for children ages 2 to 14. So if they go on the Samaritan's Purse website, they can see what age group they might want to purchase for. Say it's a 5 to 9 age group and they want to do a girl. So they would go and they'd give them suggestions on the website as to what they could purchase. And so they buy these things, stuff them in a shoebox. It can be a plastic box. It can be an actual shoebox that they've covered. Or sometimes we get these special decorated boxes around Christmas time that Samaritan's Purse provides. We also encourage, along with the gift, a note or a personal a picture, something personal that will be sent in the box, because oftentimes these children will write back and they want to know and thank you and communicate and have a relationship at least through the mail.
Do they ever end up being pen pals?
Yes, yes. We've heard of many that have been pen pals and have carried that on for quite some time.
We've had a story where a little boy in an orphanage had lost his parents. and they brought him a shoebox, and he just had no desire to even open that shoebox. And in the shoebox, he found a letter and a picture of the couple that had sent him the shoebox. And in the end, this couple ended up adopting this little boy.
Oh, my goodness.
It was just an amazing story. In the U.S. last year, we put together, with volunteers and other organizations, 5.2 million shoeboxes.
Good heavens.
And worldwide, 8 million shoeboxes. And here in New Mexico alone, we did 22,000 shoeboxes. So it's just an amazing ministry. There's over 100,000 volunteers in the U.S. and 500,000 worldwide. Phil and I do, we're year-round volunteers, and a lot of people will just come together maybe during collection week, which is November 15th through the 22nd. And that's when all the organizations and churches and individuals bring their shoeboxes to a collection site. But there's year-round opportunities for people that might have more interest.
Is this related to a specific church, or are there all kinds of churches that are participating in it?
It's interdenominational. No particular church is necessarily represented by Samaritan's Purse. Just Christian organizations, Christian churches, individuals, and like I said, even in some places, there's civic organizations, scout troops, MOPS groups. It just depends on the particular city. And our hope for this area, for Santa Fe and Northern New Mexico, which we are area coordinators for, is to generate more interest and more knowledge about this program and the wonderful opportunity for people to be able to seed into a life of a child and give them some hope for the future.
Now, when these boxes are given to the children, I mean, are there any strings attached? Do they then have to join a religious organization or anything like that? No.
There is a ministry part of it, and it is a Christian program. So in each booklet, in each shoebox is a booklet that tells you about the greatest gift of all. And that just to provide hope to these kids.
The greatest gift of all
is the birth of Jesus Christ.
If the children want, through the local churches where these gifts are distributed through in the various countries, they can sign up for a discipleship program where they teach them things from the Bible. They teach them things that they would want to know about the greatest gift of all. And if they complete the course, after I think it's a 12-week course, they can get a New Testament Bible in their language and a certificate of completion. But it's basically a children's ministry. But you got to remember that with the children, you know, adults are also influenced, each family that is represented by these children. So,
if people who are listening would like to get involved here in Santa Fe or in New Mexico, what should they do?
They could go on the website, SamaritansPurse.org/OCC, or they could call Phil or Rose Struck at 505-930-1710. Or 505-930-0146. And the team in northeastern New Mexico is a brand new team, and Phil and I came on board. We've been with Samaritan's Purse now for a few years, but as our own team, we started now in 2009, 2010. And we have five different teams that we're building now. We have community relations, media relations, church relations, and then collection week. And so we need members for each one of those teams.
Right. Well, Philip and Rose Struck with Samaritan's Purse, Operation Christmas Child. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte,
for your time.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Good Morning Jazz. Broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, we'll see you tomorrow. Ciao.